with special teams coordinator Jay Nunez today after the second scrimmage of the preseason camp. Coach, what did you see from the special teams units today that was a positive takeaway?
The exciting thing, it's been all camp, and it's a culture deal, but our guys are bought in. They play hard. We're covering kicks, and guys are going full speed, blowing things up, being smart, obviously, but the buy-in, the hustle, our kids understand how important it is, and they all want to be on the field, which is a special coordinator's dream.
One guy that we've talked a lot about is Chad Ryland. Out here today, I was watching with color analyst Rob Rubick, and we noticed the ball coming off of his foot really well today, hitting balls from deep. What's his camp been like thus far, and how excited are you to see Chad in a sophomore campaign?
Yeah, we started slow, and then we changed some things, about halfway through camp so far, and got him adjusted. He's came on as late. And then our freshman, Rich Wines, is doing a good job too. Those guys are kind of battling this whole thing out and just trying to get him kick it high and kick it straight.
2 weeks left until the opening game of the season. Your focus now turns on Coastal Carolina. What's going to be important for the special teams units over the next 2 weeks to really get prepared for that game and make sure that you're giving our offense and defense the best looks possible to win that game?
They had a change in coordinator. The guy that ran their punt block unit last year is running everything. So the big thing for us is just kind of preparing for the unexpected. There'll probably be some similarities in what they did last year, but I'm not expecting that to be wholesale. So the challenge is just getting all those guys ready for anything we can get and being able to execute.
Coach, we'll see you over the next 2 weeks, and look forward to seeing you in Coastal Carolina.
Thank you. Have a good one.